she says in one place. And it's the time period when God's people, Seventh-day Adventists, have either received the mark of the beast or the seal of God. And Sister White tells us in Testimonies, Volume 5, page 218, I think, I could be wrong on that one, that not until we are sealed do we receive the latter rain. At that test of the Sunday law, national apostasy is followed by national ruin. Everything falls apart, and the church is purified by that test, and a small group of us have prepared our characters for the seal of God. We receive it. Then we receive the latter rain and go out and give the loud cry message. And during this little time of trouble, the rest of God's children that are out in Babylon will respond to that Sunday law test as it confronts them based on the testimony that's been given by those people that are sealed prior to that. Judgment and the Sunday law test is progressive. When the last person has made his choice, human probation closes and the great time of trouble begins then, which is different than the little time of trouble. And in the great time of trouble, you also have the time of Jacob's trouble.
Are you aware of the quote in Prophet the King's last book?
I don't know. It's a big book.
Where she says that there are people alive today that will see the coming of the Lord?
Yes, I haven't looked at that for a long time, but I've looked at that before. And when did she write that book?
It was published in 1917.
Yeah, I mean, that's not... That's less of a stretch than I almost had her name, the one girl that received the Fatima message that's told by Mary she would live to see all this. She's older than when that was penned. Any other questions?
You said something about the United Nations dividing up the earth in 10?
Yes. Oh yes, you can get on the you can get it in books, but you can also get on the United Nations website. I don't have the name of it. Okay, the question was: is the United Nations have the world divided up into 10 districts? Is that information that's easily available? And yes, that's part of their literature. It's on their website on the internet. And when I do Revelation 17 and I'm dealing with that, I have a copy of that map to show everyone. And if you look carefully at Revelation 17, it says those 10 kings receive one kingdom. It's clear in Revelation. So you want to look at it? It's not 10 kingdoms as was the division of the Roman Empire into 10 kingdoms. Even though these 10 horns are very similar, verse 12 of Revelation 17 says, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet." It's one kingdom that is divided.